Bueno, queridos oyentes, ha llegado el momento en este espacio de Radio Sefarad dedicado al musical de terminar con esta serie especial de 3 programas dedicados al grandísimo musical El violinista sobre el tejado. La mítica obra basada en el libro de Shalom Aleichem, Tevye y sus hijas, y compuesta por 3 autores judeoamericanos, como son Jerry Bock, a la música, Sheldon Harnick, que compuso la letra, y Joseph Stein, quien se encargó del libreto. Bueno, ya saben, escuchamos las voces originales de Haim Topol, de Neva Smal y de Isaac Stern. La dirección musical de esta grabación que escuchamos, que es el 30 aniversario del sello EMI, corre a cargo del gran John Williams. Bueno, en el programa anterior terminamos con el primer acto, un acto que finaliza de un modo dramático cuando la boda entre Cheitel y Motel es interrumpida por un grupo de rusos que destrozan todo cuando encuentran a su paso para demostrar su odio hacia los judíos. Vaya, se trata de un pogromo, ¿no? El segundo acto comienza con Perchik, el joven maestro, anunciando a su amada e hija de Tevye, Hodel, que debe dirigirse a Kiev para trabajar en la revolución. Entonces le propone matrimonio, y ella acepta. El problema es decírselo a su padre, Tevye, que es muy respetuoso con la tradición. A Tevye no le gusta que ellos mismos se hayan propuesto casarse, y más aún cuando Perchik se va a marchar. En principio prohíbe la boda, pero luego el viejo Tevye se da cuenta de que los tiempos están cambiando, y termina dando su consentimiento. Después tiene que explicarle a su mujer, Golde, lo que ha sucedido.
Golde. Golde is a good man. I like him. He's a little crazy, but I like him. And what's more important, Puddle likes him. Puddle loves him. So what can we do? It's a new world, Golde. A new world. Love. Golde, do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well?
With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you're upset, you're worn out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
Golde, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well,
for 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked your cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Golde, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking, Golde, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well?
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
And you love me?
I suppose I do.
And I suppose I love you too.
It doesn't change a thing. But even so, after 25 years, it's nice to know.
Yente y Cheitel hablan acerca de los encuentros entre Java y Fiedka. ¿Lo recuerdan? Lo veíamos en el episodio anterior. Por otra parte, Perchik es arrestado y exiliado a Siberia. Y Hodel está completamente convencida de ir allí con él. En la estación de tren explica a los suyos que debe partir para ver a su amado, pero que nunca olvidará a su familia.
He asks you to leave your father and mother and join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa. He did not ask me to go. I want to go.
What?
Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do? What I do, why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love. Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could see that a man would come who would change the shape of my dreams? Helpless now I stand with him, watching older dreams grow dim. Oh, what a melancholy choice this is, wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love. There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go, I must. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love? Yet there with my love, I'm home. Alone knows when we shall see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands.
Pasan las semanas y Motel y Cheitel esperan un bebé. Java se arma de valor para ir a hablar con su padre para que le permita casarse con Fiedka. Pero esa es una barrera que Tevye no puede romper, no permitirá que su hija se case con un gentil, así que prohíbe a su hija hablar con Fiedka. Por tanto, Java termina fugándose para casarse.
Little bird, little Javale, I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were, Havale, Havale. Little bird, little Havale, you were always
always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were, Havelin, Havelin.
Tevye, terriblemente enfadado, ordena a su familia no volver a hablar con ella. Nunca, como si estuviera muerta.
Papa, I beg you to accept us.
Accept them? How can I accept them? Can I deny everything I believe in? On the other hand, can I deny my own daughter? On the other hand, how can I turn my back on my faith, my people? If I try and bend that far, I'll break. No, there is no other hand. No, Papa. No,
but Papa.
No,
Papa.
No.
Los rumores acerca de las expulsiones de judíos por parte de los rusos aumentan, y finalmente llega el comendador que anuncia a los judíos de Anatevka que deben abandonar el pueblo en 3 días, y en ese momento todos recuerdan con añoranza el pueblo que ha sido su hogar durante muchos años.
All our lives for the Messiah. Wouldn't now be a good time for him to come?
We'll have to wait for him someplace else. Meanwhile, let's start packing.
Well, Anatevka hasn't been exactly the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
After all, what have we got here?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A pot.
A pan.
A broom.
A hat.
Someone should have set the match to this place years ago.
A bench.
A tree.
What's a house?
Or a stove.
People who pass through Anatevka don't even know they've been here.
A stick of wood.
A piece of cloth.
What do we leave?
Nothing
much. Only Anatevka. Anatevka, Anatevka, underfed, overworked. Anatevka, where else could the Sabbath be so sweet? Anatevka, Anatevka, intimate, obstinate, Anatevka, where I know everyone I meet. Soon I'll be a stranger in a strange new place, searching for an old familiar face.
Just a place.
Our forefathers have been forced out of many, many places at a moment's notice.
Maybe that's why we always wear our hats.
Java y Fiedka anuncian a la familia que se dirigen hacia Cracovia, pero Tevye continúa sin hablar con su hija. Solo Czeitel se despide de su hermana. Y al final Tevye rompe su silencio y le dice: Dios estará contigo. Motel y Czeitel se dirigen hacia Polonia para intentar hacer dinero y luego reunirse con sus padres, Tevye y Golde, que junto a sus dos hijas pequeñas se marchan rumbo a América. Y entonces el violinista comienza a tocar. Tevye le hace un gesto con la cabeza y el violinista le sigue fuera del pueblo. Bueno, aquí termina El violinista sobre el tejado, esta edición de tres programas, edición especial de tres programas seguidos de Broadway a la Gran Vía, dedicados a este gran musical. Hemos escuchado casi todas las canciones, espero que les haya gustado tanto como a mí, y simplemente decir que la semana que viene pues arrancaremos con un nuevo musical sorpresa, así que ya saben, estén pendientes el próximo miércoles de la programación de Radio Sefarad para escucharlo. Gracias.
I'm very happy, Hoddle. Very happy. I will write you a note saying, pack your things. Any day now. Any day. And we'll sit and we'll smile at our wedding rings. Any day now, any day. All our poor starved hopes will be fulfilled. Together what a clean and shiny world we'll build. For the dust and decay will be swept away any day now. It will happen. Yes, the river will rise and the dam will burst any day now, any day. And the first will be last and the last will be first any day now, any day. When a million hands will be untied, a million doors and windows will be opened wide, and the chains will be snapped, and the whips be burned, and the swords be turned into plowshares. Any day now, any day. Last be first, any day now, any day. When a million hands will be untied, a million doors and windows will be opened wide, and the storm will subside, and the thunder cease, and the sound of peace shall surround.